Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. This is not Alex Fasano with your fantasy news update. It is Chris Bavona with your fantasy news update, which we can thank mostly for the New York MTA. Alex Fasano got stuck in a little bit of traffic as he was coming up here. So we did this kind of last second here. So New York is really kind of looking really bad right now, especially when it comes to sports gambling, because New York, you see what's going on in this country right now. Let's go over to Colorado here. The ballot measure to legalize sports gambling in the state and to tax casino proceeds from the sportsbook at 10% to pay for the Colorado water plan narrowly passed after more votes were counted this past Wednesday. The Associated Press called the race around 2:30 p.m. Wednesday. Out of 1,404,782 votes counted, the measure was winning 50.71% to 49.29%, and by approximately 20,000 votes. Joe, you said it yourself that this was going to be a lot closer than expected here, but 50 to 49.
Yeah, you know what happened here, Bavona, also, and there was some talk about this. The way the question was actually worded in the ballot box had something to do with this, okay? And all the testing and the previous polls, it was like 65%. Yes, people thought that's what was going to happen. It was worded, though, I don't know if you know this, Joe, but it was something like taking your tax revenue for this, and it led with like the tax implications on it and paying 10%, something like that. And people read it and were like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I think there was something in the way it was actually worded that made it closer. Joe, you know about this?
Yeah, and this is typical, too, because it was a bill part of it was mixed in with another part of the bill. Ultimately, what they wanted to do is take the revenue, and they wanted to just take the revenue from betting in order to be able to do for the taxes. But you're right, the way they worded it.
Projects or something.
That was it. Yeah, they wanted that to be able to do it. They wanted a certain percentage of what they were going to do, and that was going to go pay this. But you know, instead of just saying, do you want sports betting?
Do they want more money to go to this?
Exactly.
Well, you know,
but they still passed, though, so we'll take it. 19th state. Let's go.
Listen, you know something? If New York can learn anything, you take the revenue from sports gambling, you put it into the infrastructure, you put it into the MTA, you make it just a little bit better for all of us, because then our boy Alex Fasano would have been here.
Listen,
to do his
scratch off Lotto goes to education.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you can get, but listen, there's
Dane, it makes me excited for Christmas now.
What's that?
The fact that you just brought up scratch-off lottery just made me excited for Christmas
That is my number one holiday present for the masses.
Don't worry.
But the big thing there, guys, of course, too, was not only did it pass, but they're allowing mobile betting.
Mobile.
And that's the big thing right there, because that's what's – they've got 33 casinos in Colorado. I don't know if people realize. They've got 33 casinos. So they're going to have the opportunity to, every one of them, be able to put a sports book in there. But it's the mobile betting that is the money maker. We all know this, except New York doesn't know this.
Well, guys, Colorado now will join at least 11 other states. It seems like it's 19 that have legalized sports gambling, and there are a slew of other states considering legislation. But guys, the funniest thing about this, though, I personally love the name of the proposition. Do you guys know what the name of it was?
DD.
Prop Double D.
Yeah,
Prop Double D. Listen, I know Dolly Parton is not from Colorado, but I just wonder if her or someone like her in the state was some sort of influence to what they were putting here on the ballots. But in any event, Colorado, you deserve double A's for making this legal now. New York, you're getting double F's from us here for all your failures. Guys, quickly, in the NFL, I got to bring this up quickly because mostly for comedic value, you guys said it at the right before the news update here. Shavegate is what the young people on social media are calling this. We all know Baker Mayfield shaved twice Sunday before and after a 24-19 loss to the Broncos. The Browns quarterback arrived at Empower Field with a full beard, sported a handlebar mustache during the game, and showed up to his post-game news conference with a simple, if not creepy, mustache. And Wednesday, Mayfield explained what happened. He said, quote, "The original thought for me, do handlebars. I was undefeated before Sunday with the handlebar mustache. Okay. So I shaved it off because I didn't deserve it. I think Baker needs to know that even the weirdest parts of American society didn't deserve to see you look like a Home Alone character. You can just ask Macaulay Culkin there." Over in Kansas City, guys, Pat Mahomes was a full participant in practice for the first time since dislocating his kneecap in Week 7. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said the team would monitor Mahomes' response to increased workload and won't put him out there against the Titans unless they feel it is safe to do so. Should Mahomes respond well, it would seem to be a vote in favor of it being safe for Mahomes to return to the lineup after two starts by Matt Moore. After facing the Titans, the Chiefs will travel to Mexico City to face the Chargers, and then they have a bye in Week 12. We also have tonight's game, Raiders-Chargers. Chargers are the favorite in this one. Lost the ear. Minus 124 is their favorite, guys. Let's get back to Make It Rain on this Thursday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here. Make it rain. Get ready. Big night once again. Thursday night football. AFC matchup there. AFC West matchup between the Raiders and the Chargers. You got two college football games. You got eight college basketball games. You got four NBA games. And you got 11 NHL games. You've got more than enough to be able to make it rain here tonight on the card. We'll dive into some of these matchups here. Coming up, but I'm laughing here thinking that, could you imagine Colorado, and I'm shocked it took this long, but the state that has legalized recreational marijuana, the state that was the first one to go ahead and pass that, could you imagine them going, oh, no, we can't have sports betting. Like, no. Like, not yet. We got to draw the line. Like, you can buy weed, but no, we can't let you in already. And I didn't realize they have 33 physical Native American casinos in Colorado all throughout. So there's going to be, yes, Colorado might be a place I end up here rather quickly here, Dane. I can tell you that right now. You can go buy, a couple of edibles. You can go place a bet. Why the hell are not more people moving to Colorado? Oh, and by the way, I know the world was supposed to end, like fire, brimstone, the whole nine, right, once they passed. Yeah, apparently infrastructure has never been better there. Apparently all that money is actually the roads, the bridges, everything seems to be going pretty well in Colorado. Shocker.
It's economic policy, people. Okay? It just is. It's exactly. Good economic policy. You legalize it and then you regulate it. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. And you're right, though, Joe. I was surprised that Colorado was not already on the list.
Yeah.
Let's just say, when I think Colorado, I think one of the more progressive states, right? And so I'll leave it at that. I thought it was already kind of an open door.
Shocked, actually, to tell you the truth. I was like, wait a minute, you telling me Colorado doesn't, like, they got everything else is legal in Colorado. Well, add sports investing to
and
it
listen,
now.
If a Colorado radio station is listening to Make It Rain and is like, yo, we can bring these guys on. Joe and
absolutely.
I, you know, we fit with the culture.
Listen, I got a bag packed. We can go, man. Let's go. We're
not
on the way.
Bag, it's a nickel bag.
We'll meet. All right, Thursday Night Football. We'll break it down next year. Make it rain.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's the theme song from Colorado. Very nice. Well done. Welcome in, people. It is Make It Rain. On the grid, it is sportsgrid.com, and we want to thank you guys for stopping by here, hanging out with us. Also want to send a big shout-out. We are extremely pleased to welcome in the Stir audience to the Sports Grid Network. You guys joining us every day, and we will provide you, I promise you, my word, Scouts Honor, the best daily fantasy and gaming intelligence from our winning team of expert analysts. I think that even includes us. If you want an edge, get on the grid. It is sportsgrid.com, guys. Welcome in. Good morning. We got plenty going on here tonight. We'll start, of course, in the NFL, where Thursday Night Football, you heard Bavona, top of the hour, talk about the Chargers being the minus one favorite at this particular point. Even that, as I'm seeing It looks like it's getting juiced at -125, somewhere around there on the money line. It didn't start out that way, actually. It's been pushed that way. In fact, it looked like Oakland was listed as a 2-point favorite when this line first popped out. And I can tell you, that line being pushed all the way to -1 now for San Diego, I think we know who the professional bettors are backing here. And the public also seems to be backing. The percentage of bets and money, Dane, is through the roof. It's about 80% on both. So there's a lot of people, including the public, backing the Chargers. The total is where I land on this game, and the total opened up at 47.5. Two-thirds of the bets coming in on the over, but it's up to 49. I think it's going to get to 50, and then when it does, Dane, I'm going to wait right up until right up until kickoff, or just before kickoff, if this thing does hit 50, and I'll be hammering the under. I think that's when you'll start to see some buyback. I don't need to tell you guys that primetime unders this year, 19-9, 68%. Divisional unders, 23-15, guys, 61%. And oh yeah, unders, 7-2 in the Charger games. Not bad. If I can get it to 50, I think we know what's going to happen there, Dane.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's at 48.5 still on FanDuel. So just to note that, but we'll see how it moves. Joe, for me, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, more throughout the hour, I'm interested in seeing this game live, okay? Because with only a 1-point spread, you said it's like Oakland plus 106 right now, the Chargers minus 125 or so. There could, and we've talked about this, in game live, these swings happen a lot. For anybody who's new here on Stir Network or, you know, new to Make It Rain, we talk about this. In game live, those numbers move quickly, like play by play, drive by drive. And Joe, I really believe that you may be able to get both teams at plus numbers at some point in this game.
Well, it depends on which way it goes, but always we love the idea of favorites giving up a touchdown early on in the game.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, watching, like, if the Raiders come out and they go up 7-0, 10-3, something like that, you'll be able to back the favorites. You'll be getting them at a price you're not going to be able to touch pregame. But the truth is, listen, the Chargers, it's amazing to me what one guy on the offensive line, your stud tackle there, and Russell Okung, him coming back over the last couple of weeks, really solidifying that offensive line. The running game looked crisper. The passing game, I think, obviously not having Ken Whisenhunt might have something to do with that also. But he looked as good as he's looked all year, that being Phillip Rivers in the passing game last week. The big weakness for the Oakland Raiders defense is that secondary. They give up the most yards after catch than any other team in the NFL. So if he can get guys in space, and he's got certainly Keenan Allen's back, Mike Williams is healthy again, there are going to be targets that he can get the ball to. The yards after the catch is going to be pretty important. It's always been the biggest Achilles heel of this Raiders team. I don't know how much they're going to run it tonight, San Diego, Dane, from a fantasy perspective. You know, it's hard enough to figure out between Eckler and Gordon. But, you know, Josh Jacobs, I think, is a guy almost you have to start here tonight, no?
Oh, and season long, you definitely have to start Josh Jacobs. And season long, you got to start Melvin Gordon, and you got to start Austin Eckler. You start your studs all the time in season long. Don't get too cute, okay?
Right.
But I think what's interesting, and I've talked about this before, I call the Chargers a fantasy herd, Joe, which means like you never know who can pop off. And the problem I had with the Chargers before they fired Whisenhunt is I felt like they were trying to force feed Melvin Gordon. Right. And that was not good. The Chargers are better when they have the threat of everybody. They have a ton of weapons. And when you talk about how the pass coverage, you know, or the yards after the catch for the Raiders, I can see Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Hunter Henry, Eckler out of the backfield. Those are four top end options for Philip Rivers in the passing game, and I believe he'll be able to, as we say, veteran quarterbacks are able to do, get to the line of scrimmage, quote unquote, read the mail, find the mismatch. It might be Keenan Allen. It might be Big Mike. It might be Hunter Henry. It might be the backs out of the backfield. And I think he's going to be able to let the defense dictate where the ball goes tonight.
Yeah, it's. I think he's got, to me, it's, again, classic Philip Rivers in San Diego and L.A.
It's not even London.
Yeah, exactly. London soon enough here. I think they're finally healthy. And Hunter Henry, by the way, guys, let's not forget about him. Yep. He seems to be the forgotten man, but he's healthy now. They absolutely do not defend the pass well against tight ends. The slot receivers also, they don't do well. I think you're going to see a lot of those Austin Eckler short dumps, Hunter Henry, you know, a couple of little right over dumps at 5 or 6 yards. To me, it's all about yards after the catch. I don't know. I think if I'm Gruden, I want to pound. I need to run the ball with that offensive line and, quite honestly, keep Phillip Rivers on the sideline. The more you can keep Phillip Rivers on the side.
Talk to me then about the Phillip. I'm looking at Phillip Rivers prop bets, Joe.
Yep.
And, you know, the books think the same way as you do, because I haven't seen his passing yards prop is high, Joe. I haven't seen something like this. It's 298. It's already like they're assuming he's going for 300 today.
Well, because of the yards after, I think he's going to be able to get big chunk plays from guys. You know what I mean?
So then let me ask you this. Phillip Rivers' longest pass play, Joe. What do you like?
What's the number? Is there a, is it over 10, over 20, over
what is it? 38 and a half, 38.
Yeah, I see why. I
wouldn't somewhere tonight
with what that defense is known to do, the numbers. Yeah, it's, I could see a 40 yard pass. It could be on a screen as far as I can see.
Yeah,
you know, I think that.
Listen, you got 298 is his yardage prop, 23 and a half for completions. Okay. But here's the one I like, Joe. You got to lay a little juice. You got to lay 155 juice, okay. But I'll take over 1.5 touchdowns, Joe.
For Phillip?
For Rivers.
Rivers, yeah. I could see him having a absolute 2 touchdowns.
You said you think this game could be like in the 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, they're not running the, like, they're, Gordon may get one on the ground. Eckler is via the pass these days, okay?
Yep.
I think 1.5. I think Phillip Rivers can throw for 2 against this secondary tonight. That may be my prop bet, Joe.
What are the rushing props in there for the three, the big three here tonight? You got Jacobs, Eckler, and Gordon.
Yep. So rushing yards for Gordon. For Gordon, we're at that's low. 51 for Gordon.
Really?
Only 24 for Eckler.
Really?
Jacobs, however, is up to 83 and a half. Gordon, 51. And Eckler, 24. Is low to me, Joe.
Doesn't that seem low? Is that me or?
I think those are low also. Well, remember, they got Phillip Rivers going for 298 via the air. So they think, just like we said, they think that the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers, are going to make their hay in the via the pass game tonight. I think this is low. And to be quite honest, I might go Eckler instead of Gordon. Like, I've done this with Breida instead of Coleman, Alexander Mattison instead of Cook, Jamal Williams instead of Aaron Jones. These are low in my opinion, Joe.
Keep an eye on Zay Jones tonight, too, guys. We'll talk about him coming up here as far as the targets for these guys. We'll dive into some more props. We'll talk some college football tonight, too, as well. Next, Make It Rain.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
It's interesting. We got a couple of comments there on the load management thing. We'll get to here in just a second, but we do want to offer you the opportunity to put your money where your mouth is and take a shot. Open yourself up a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It is Jersey's largest sports book. You can go to FanDuel.com/grid. You can receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You got point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering. Whether it's college or pro sports, you are definitely in control. If you head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, claim that free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here as we run down some of these prop bets for tonight. Thursday night football, Chargers, Raiders. Line is definitely, as well as the bets and money, pushing towards the Chargers, minus one right now. Total is inched up as well to around 49 at a lot of places, 48.5. At FanDuel, but I do think that's going to continue to rise. And one of the guys I said that we were talking about, Dane, to keep an eye on tonight is Zay Jones. And you guys may recall, Zay Jones, former yes. Buffalo Bill, was traded last month, and everyone kept saying, oh, he's a bust. He just didn't work out in Buffalo. Well, he has now worked himself up to being on the field for 92% of the snaps in the Raiders offense. And Gruden doesn't keep you on the field for 92% of anything if you're not picking up the offense. Now, he even played more snaps than Tyrell Williams on the Raiders team. So the reason I say it is his numbers are pretty low, and if he's going to be on the field for that much, Zay Jones, I think his numbers are what? 20, what is his numbers? 28, 29, I think, total?
26.5 receiving
26
yards.
26.5, guys. It's absolutely, to me, worth going over. This guy's playing more snaps than any other receiver, and that correlates into – it's going to correlate in opportunities because Gruden wouldn't have him on the field that much if he doesn't know what he was doing or at least giving themselves an opportunity to be successful. So I think at 26.5, Dan, it'd be one thing if he was playing 30%.
Right.
Guys on the field for just about every snap on the game, like offensive linemen. Give me Zay Jones to catch one pass for 35 yards. We're good.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. The only concern I would have is that you mentioned Tyrell Williams. Like, he's coming back from injury, right? So he may get more and more work as he gets, you know, more and more healthy or more games back kind of thing. That would be one of the only things that I would worry me. That, and you know, the Chargers secondary is pretty good, but that number is pretty low. Zay Jones, 26 yards. That's two catches, Joe, for a guy like him. So, you know, I'm okay with that. Sure.
Yeah. That's just, to me, it's just a matter of, you got to be on the field to have the opportunities. And that's 26 is, you know, heck, they're going to be looking at Williams. They're going to be looking at Waller. So there's, you know, there could very well be an opportunity for Jones to be able to get it going. So a couple of catches last week. like you said, two catches, Dane, two or three. I don't know what his reception total is, but heck, you know, a couple of receptions and you probably got the over, no problem there.
I see a Zay Jones receptions. I see, you know, Terrell Williams, and you got Hunter Renfrow there as well.
Yes.
Taking targets as well. But, you know, if this game goes back and forth, there'll be opportunity.
I don't get the whole the rushing prop for Eckler either. You said that, what was it, 22, 23 yards? Where it seemed really low.
Yeah, both of them do. Eckler 24.5, Gordon 51.5.
Really?
I kind of like them both.
I'm with you, man. I think those are both extremely low for what these guys are going to be bringing to the table. And receiving, like you had mentioned, Austin Eckler in the receiving game over there. What is he at, 30 yards receiving, Eckler?
No, Eckler's receiving yards is 38.5.
It's 38.5. So, all right, well, the under might be worth a look there. Interesting there. But, yeah, again, that's the problem. The damn, you know, because that secondary of Oakland can't tackle anybody, all of a sudden, you know, you throw a screen out there, he could go for 40 yards, 45 yards with him.
You could do scrimmage yards, rushing and receiving, 63.5 for Eckler.
Ooh.
And 72 for Gordon.
Interesting. I like that. I actually like that. I like that a lot, too. And I think Phillip Rivers is definitely in for a 300-yard night tonight. I think I think the offense is, they're going to go ahead and go after Paul Gunther in that Raiders secondary.
All right. So that being said, Joe, can I interest you in a Chargers team total then?
What do you got?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you seem to be thinking like, you know, 300 for Rivers, yards for all the Chargers. It sounds like you like the Chargers to score.
Well, I didn't say score, but chunk plays, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think they're going to be, I think statistically, and we've seen this from the Chargers before, they'll get inside the 20-yard line, and then it's field goal central here. But the Raiders, they're kind of a bend-don't-break defense. That's what they do. They either are going to give up. I think they're averaging giving up 27 points somewhere along those lines. So they've been known to give up those big plays, those big chunk yardage plays, and I think Rivers, with those weapons, I think he's got the opportunity to go ahead and do some damage in there. If nothing else, in the short passing game alone, he's gonna have the opportunity with those guys to be able to get it. And I'm gonna wait until it hits 50. I do think it's gonna keep pushing up throughout the day. Once it hits that 50 number, I'll go ahead and hop on the under in that game. I don't think, again, midweek divisional rivals. You expect it's gonna be 900 points, guys, but more often than not, favorites have had the edge as well, Dane, in Thursday night games. The favorites usually take care of business here. And I don't know that the travel is that big a deal here.
No.
Right? I mean,
L.A. to the Bay? No.
L.A. to the Bay is a couple hours. They probably come up. So they've had a whole week in their own beds, and they've been – so it's not the same. Not the same at all. So – I think we're on
whoever
the same
wins
page.
This game, Joe, it's going to be their fifth win of the season, and five wins, they're probably going to be like, we're going to wake up on Monday, and that team, whoever wins today, is going to be, you know, half a game back of the wild card spot, one game back of the wild card spot. They are going to be, whoever wins this game with five wins is going to be right there on the graphic on the in the hunt, you know, with the second wild card. Probably at this point, you know, being like the Colts or something like that with five or six wins. So the winner of this game is going to be right there. This is a big game, not only for sports betting, but for the AFC playoff race.
Absolutely. And now Mahomes, it does look like he's going to be apparently ready to rock and roll this week. Now, Kansas City's taking on who on Sunday?
I believe it's Tennessee.
Tennessee, right? Okay, so at Tennessee on the road. So if he's ready
at
to
Tennessee.
Go... Yeah, you know, and depending, and obviously, he probably could have went last week, and they were like, yeah, no, we'll keep him out, because he has been practicing and running around and doing all of that good stuff. So, yeah, Mahomes is, if he's coming back, yeah, this game tonight is for, kind of be hard to recover from this, knowing that they've got him back now moving forward. Now, again, we got to see him, you know, to figure out if he is limited in any way. I hope, and quite honestly, I think that maybe it wasn't the kneecap that kept him out.
Ankle.
I think they gave him an extra week. Right, exactly. I think they gave him an extra week because that thing is what was limiting him all over the place. The kneecap, listen, it's popped back in. You're good to go. The doctor signed off on it.
Remember?
Yeah, so guys popping things out all the time. So I think this is, if that ankle is better, yeah, then Patrick Mahomes, you got to look at him and be like, oh, yeah, he's going to start gashing people again. So it'll be, and now, don't forget, he didn't have a lot of Tyreek Hill because of when he went down in week 6 or 7 there. Now he's got his guys back. Also, speaking of getting guys back, who wants Dez Bryant? Anybody?
Oh, God.
Dez, raise your hand. No. You know what? I was amazed when I read this and I couldn't believe it. He is working out again. He's completely healed. Don't forget, he was signed by the Saints, right? And he blew at first practice, right? He was looking great. And then it got blown out last year.
Yep.
He is back. He wants to do it. He wants to sign on with somebody. He's only 31 years old. That blows me away. I'm thinking of Dez Bryant, like, what is he, 36, 37? Like, he really is. He's only 31 years old. And I thought it was great what he said on his social media. He's like, listen, I'm not trying to go anywhere, be a star, or be the man. I just want to, I want to be able to contribute. And quite honestly, you could do worse than having Dez Bryant catching, red zone passes kind of thing, no?
Absolutely. Listen, and that's the key. As long as Dez Bryant understands who he is, right? Mm-hmm. And doesn't want to be the diva, doesn't want to be the man, and is ready to kind of accept and assimilate that now, in even though he's 31, now in the back half of his career, he's a different player. He's not option A. And then if he realizes that, sure, he can help a team as a contested catch, red zone kind of target. To be quite honest, Joe, the team he signed with last year has still not found the perfect number two receiver opposite Michael Thomas. We talk about things like Traquan Smith, Ted Ginn Jr. We hope from Jared Cook as a tight end. They still have not answered who's opposite Michael Thomas. So there's a fit. You want to help a contender? And remember, when he did go down with the Achilles last year, the Saints, to a man, were all like, he was great. Oh, man. Dude, set, exactly. See you go. Like, if Drew, you talk about how Russell Wilson put in a call, right? And boom, there's Josh Gordon. If Drew Brees is like, let's bring Dez back, he will be back.
Yes, I agree. I think you can do worse, especially this time of year. If you are Philadelphia, if you are Baltimore, if you are, like you said, the Saints, you could definitely use a guy that you can guarantee. Oh, what is it? 3rd and 3 and you need a, third and 4.
There's
worse guys to have,
Green Bay. Valdez, great point. Scantling and Umaro and Allison.
Great point. Yep. Great, great point. It'll be interesting to see, but he is ready to go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here over the next week
or
so.
Texans.
Hello. Thank you. Yeah, there's a spot for him if they want him. See if that happens.
He could find work.
More next year. SportsGrid.com.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I must break you.
All right, welcome back in here. It is the Grid, Sports Grid. .com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez, and we're getting you ready here for a packed night in the world of sports. We've got a little bit of everything going on here tonight, guys. We've got an NFL game. We also have two college football games. We've got 8 college hoops games, 4 NBA games, 11 NHL games, and a partridge in a damn pear tree. We are ready to rock and roll here tonight. Talking about the Chargers here, that we did good stuff. We'll switch over to a couple of these games in college that I find interesting too, Dane. You know, I made a promise to myself a couple of years ago that I would never, ever, ever, ever bet on Charlie Strong again. Like I would, I'd want nothing to do with Charlie Strong. Every time I've bet him, I've lost my ass, and it always because I give him credit, thinking he's going to have these kids in South Florida ready. Nope, no, he always ends up blowing it. But he finds himself at home here tonight in a situation where Temple, the upstart Temple program, is on its way down to Tampa to be able to take them on. And it's interesting because there's definitely a line drawn in the sand between the Publix and the Sharps in this one. The Sharps love South Florida. The Publix loves Temple in this game. And to me, don't forget, South Florida was the team, guys, that Wisconsin came here right to Tampa Bay and took them on in the first game. Remember that? And they're still scoring on them, I think. It was embarrassing. They made a quarterback change a couple of weeks ago, Dave. This kid, Jordan McLeod, a dual-threat quarterback, and it changed everything for them. They've actually been really, really good on offense since starting 1-3. So they brought in a new offensive coordinator. They got a new quarterback. You know, Charlie's been doing some different things here. I happen to think that defense is definitely going to be a good story here tonight, but I do think at home, Tampa Bay, midweek games, right? What do we say? Definitely the under for me, number one. But number two, home teams midweek too as well, Dane? How many times we got in college? I think there's a big edge here tonight to South Florida, and you can get points. Is it still a 2 at FanDuel? What do you get? What are
it's
you looking
one
at?
And a half. It's one, one and a half, half. Okay. Now. But if you like him that way, just bet the money line. But that's just it's plus 105. If you think it's a 1-point game, you know, you get banged out that way. But I take him plus 105. 49 is your total in this one, Joe.
You have to have him. By the way, Temple has 5 wins on the season. And let me roll over those for you. ECU, Georgia Tech, Bucknell, Maryland, and Memphis. Outside of Memphis.
Memphis is a good school, though.
Maryland hasn't been able to score since week one. Bucknell. Right. They didn't even have a program. ECU, Georgia Tech, no.
About
so
that transitioning.
Yes, I Memphis and this game, by the way, USF needs it to be bowl eligible. They have to win this game because they still have Cincinnati, Memphis, and UCF on the schedule. So in order, you got to have at least 5 wins in order to be eligible. And by the way, they already have that Temple. They've already got their 5 wins, and they still have to play UConn. So I do think motivation from here. Obviously, you're not playing for a national championship. You're at home. Give me the damn points. I can't even believe I'm saying this. The words are coming out of my mouth. I'm going Temple here. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go South Florida. And, oh, yeah, Louisiana Lafayette's also playing tonight. Give me the damn. What is it, up to 60? How many points is that up to?
Close. Not that much, Joe. It's 58 and a half.
Yeah. Under. Give me the damn under again,
thinking,
too.
Right? These midweek games, this is the trend we're talking about. And listen, we don't just give you a fish and give you a pick here. We're teaching you how to fish, and we're looking at these indicators, and we talk about the quick turnaround for college kids, you know, in the same way we talked about, like, what happens in the Carrier Dome last night. Okay, there are trends here. This is sports investing. For those of you who are new, shout out to Stir Networks. If this is a game of inputs, not outputs, right, Joe? You figure out the best way to get your money in, and then, you know, you let it ride and hope we're right more than 54% of the time.
What is and I always wondered this, the Coastal Carolina, they are the Chanteliers. What the hell is a Chanticleer? Chanticleer? Chantelier? What the hell are they?
Like,
what
I hear like chandelier, like a light
fixture? But it's clear. Yeah, but it's like Chanticleer. They're the Chanticleers. Yeah, What the hell is a Chanticleer, Bavona? You would know that. He went to Monmouth. They study these kinds of things there, right?
A what? A Chanticleer?
Yeah, it's called Clear. C-L-E-E-R-S.
A Chanticleer?
Yeah, Chanticleers. Somebody's got to be able to. Coastal Carolina.
I'm on the case, Chanticleer. Joe. I'm on the case. Google machine.
Oh, what do you got here? Come on. Because it's bothering me now.
A Chanticleer seems like it's an orchestra. It's like.
Is it?
It's like an I'm looking. The first thing I see is Chanticleer, and they're Chanticleer, a name given for a rooster, especially in fairy tales.
It's a cock, and that's funny because South Carolina are the Gamecocks.
The game, Joe, right?
South Carolina are the Gamecocks, and the Coastal Carolina are a euphemism for cocks.
I cannot believe this.
Are there a ton of roosters in South Carolina? In South Carolina?
Is that like the Coastal Carolina shit? There's got to be. Like, it's got to be like a rooster town. Like, it's a Chanticleer.
It's got to be like a hot spot for roosters.
Wow.
In South Carolina.
Just wow. That's all I can say.
I don't know. Wow. Oh, you got me going down an internet hole.
Guys, I think the voting polls would show you how many cocks there really are in South Carolina.
That's a good point. Yep. No, that's solid. That's a solid point by you, Bavona, there. Yeah, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers tonight, 5-3 against the number on the season, give up about 28 points per game. They do score 33, but I think we keep thinking that this Lafayette team, Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns here, their defense is the best part of this team. It's not their offense. They've always been a team to be able to score, you know, 40, 50 points a game. We've seen it during the week in primetime games, guys. They're giving up 14. Their defense is not giving up that many points. And I think the same thing. I think 58 and a half, way overvalued for a Thursday night game here. I'm going to be rolling to the under since it also happens to be, 19-8 this season. Thursday night football unders, 19-8, 70% in college football, Dane.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything you just said, Joe, because I'm looking at South Carolina and Roosters.
Just hear 19-8, 70% under. That's all you need to hear tonight.
You're right. That is all I need to hear. I will tell you, though, Joe, apparently you are allowed to raise chickens in Virginia and South Carolina. So chickens, thus roosters, thus cocks, are domesticated. In South Carolina, it's a thing. Apparently, there's a rooster crop. And
really?
If you live in South Carolina, and you can add to us, please hit us up 844-843-6879 at Spin Speeds, at Joe Ranieri, at Sports Grid. Let us know why have multiple universities in this state decided to honor the cock in their team name.
Somebody, please. Exactly. And it's so interesting the word they came up with.
Poultry festival, Joe.
Really? Every year?
Yeah.
Wow. The Chanticleers, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Give me some Chanticleer. We're going to be using that a lot now. So you know what? Next time your friend's acting like a real, you can just be like, dude, you are a Chanticleer, man. You are such a Chanticleer. Hey, I got your Chanticleer right here.
Good stuff.
I wouldn't go to that school simply because it was a Chanticleer at that, but I can't wear. Like, what does the outfit look? What does the uniform look like? I got to watch this game.
I got to get the logo.
Oh, my word.
I got to get this. All right.
Oh, word. All right, I got another question for you. Let me ask you this.
Hit on me.
We've got, we told you guys, of course, about the tonight, the NBA, but it's an angry, we're being told it's an angry cock at that, the Chanticleers. Oh. That's what, yes. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate you adding to the program here on Twitter. We certainly do appreciate that. Also, shout out to James, by the way, at Jam9835. He's got a pretty good idea talking about the whole load management thing, Dane, saying that. Why don't we go ahead and just, for curiosity, keep a record here of every time that one of these big stars takes a load management game. I can tell you this, so far, they're 0-2 with the Clippers. They were really good without him in Toronto, but I think that Toronto team had already been together for a while. So they were actually good. Their record without Kawhi last year, it didn't hurt them nearly as much, but so far, they haven't been able to figure it out without him. Hell, even them scoring as many points, 120 points, they still couldn't win last night without his defense on the court. So that tells you how limited they are. But how many points tonight? What is Kawhi's prop tonight? Just for curiosity, what is his points prop tonight? Because, again, we're dealing with a knee injury here, Dane. We got a knee injury tonight.
Of course.
So, you know, he had to take last night off because of the knee injury.
Certainly not himself, right? Of course.
He's definitely not himself. So what is the, I'm wondering, what is the prop there for that?
27.5.
Oh, how in the world is he going
to
score 27?
It has to be under, right? He's not 100%.
It has to be, right?
That's
no way. No way.
It's got to be.
And who are they playing tonight?
There's extra juice on the under, you know? So everyone thinks it's under. They are playing, no slouch. They are playing the Portland Trailblazers.
So the Trailblazers, are they home or away? They're coming.
It looks like this is in Portland.
They're in Portland. So he's got to be on the road, Portland. Yeah, guys, I can tell you this. I'm on the over in the game between Portland and the Clippers. Oh, it's in L.A.
Yep, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the over in this game for sure. It should be somewhere around, what, 225, 226?
26.5.
26, yeah, and get it because it's going to go up to 30. But you know what? They're going to have to get it from somebody else because 27 points from a dude with a bum knee at home who couldn't play last night, that's a big ass, dude. I mean, that is a monster ask, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough going. For a guy who, you know, couldn't muster up the strength to go last night against Giannis.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let me go ahead and click the bet. Oh, wow. I hit the over by accident, Dane. I took the over on his prop bet over there.
Contrarian,
awful.
Joe. So contrarian.
Yes, that's so bad. I'll just have to roll with it.
I'm hitting click on Rivers over 1.5 touchdowns, Joe.
I can't with this. This is going to be so much fun all year. Load management. Yeah. I got a doctor's note. I'm good to go. I bet you he drops in 38 tonight, all right? With his load. Yeah. And he's going to have to because Lillard and company is going to come. They're going to be bombing from all over the place. You know it and
like
I know it.
Chanticleer, Joe.
Yeah, just like a Chanticleer. Real Chanticleer there.
For sure.
Ridiculous. All right, recap here. Dane, your prop bets tonight, you're going with?
Yeah. On Thursday Night Football, I'm going to go over 1.5 touchdowns for Phillip Rivers, and I'm going to go over 51.5 yards for Melvin Gordon. I think that's low. And I am going to, and remember, this is not a bet. This is an approach. I'm going to get a little cute tonight. I am going to try to find an opportunity to get both teams at some point at plus money on the money line.
Love that. Yep. No, I like that's a good idea. I'm going to grab myself an under if I can get it up to 50 points before kickoff. If not, I do think the Chargers will take care of business tonight. I think they'll be ready to go. And then I do also think that I like the under in the Chanticleers game. And I do like South Florida. Charlie Strong, do not screw me I'm going Charlie Strong, South Florida. Give me the points at home. Give me the home dog.
Charlie Strong, though, Joe. You promised yourself.
Don't be a Chanticleer, Charlie Strong. Don't be a Chanticleer.
From Star Networks.
Woo! All right, morning after next, we'll be back breaking it down, counting our money tomorrow, and make it rain. Enjoy the games, guys.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And
I
don't want to miss a
thing. I think over time, yes. All I'm saying is that it's an adjustment from the way these teams used to schedule the cupcakes for the first, you know, 7 or 8 so that they can get rolling. And if you're a sports investor, you know, you have to adjust accordingly. This is, you know, in sports investing, Joe, we look for like actual meaningful changes, right? Or in fantasy, I look for like, oh, a pitcher like added a new pitch in the offseason, like something that I can actually hang my hat on that is different. This is something that is actually different. Okay, mm-hmm. Joe, the idea that they are going to out the gate play conference opponents or real opponents, I do think that even further impacts the under or further impacts some of these spreads that we'll see, knowing that they don't have that kind of, like you said, get it under their belt time. This is a real difference.
Yeah, and by the way, the exception is Duke, because Duke always plays big boy basketball to start
the
season.
They were, though, Joe.
Yeah, they like, have never been one to shy away from matchups to start the year. They always get it because they know the draw that they get, and that's the big networks, too, not just the ACC. Boeheim wasn't a big fan of it, but quite honestly, it wasn't like Virginia shot in, 80%. But that game was just hilarious on so many levels, guys. It was just typical. First of all, even what Virginia did, to be able to be just as good defensively, if not better, than what you had last year, and three of those guys are gone, and a couple of them are playing in the NBA right now, the fact that you were able just to rinse and repeat and do what they did last night, because even Boeheim and a couple of the upperclassmen are like, guys, we play them every year. I mean, they were good last year. This team, yeah, they're really buying into the whole Tony Bennett, you're going to get suffocated and you're going to get as few shots as possible. They were pretty good last night, man, and I think we're going to – Virginia, there was question marks. You lost your big three there. What's going to happen? Well, they did pretty good last night.
They forced their opponent to shoot 23% from the field last night, Joe.
And Boeheim's we did everything. We did everything we could. We couldn't get by these damn kids.
I think their defense is just fine, all right?
Oh, I think they're going to be really, really good. But the other thing you might have noticed, too, Dane, over the last couple of days, the three-point line has been moved back. And it's also starting to get noticed in a lot of games where a lot of those three-point attempts are going short, man. They're hitting the rim. They're airballing it. It is going to take a little adjustment, I think, for that three-point range. Yeah. So keep, again, under North Carolina, Notre Dame, under.
And that impacts
a lot of airballs.
That impacts the teams that use that more, the three-point shooting.
Especially those high-volume three-point shooting teams.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.